I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
I'm pleased to announce today, alongside the European Union and Germany, a $500 million package to finance and facilitate Egypt's transition to clean energy. This package will enable Egypt to deploy 10 gigawatts of renewable energy by 2030, while bringing offline 5 gigawatts of inefficient gas-powered facilities, reducing emissions in Egypt and power sector by 10%. We'll also work with Egypt to capture nearly 14 billion cubic meters of natural gas, which Egypt currently flares, vents, or leaks from its oil and gas operations. And because of this cooperation, Egypt is elevating its climate ambition and submitting enhanced national determination contributions. If we're going to win this fight, every major emitter nation needs to align with the 1.5 degrees. We can no longer plead ignorance to the consequences of our actions or continue to repeat our mistakes. Everyone has to keep accelerating efforts throughout this decisive decade. My friends, I came to the presidency determined to make the transformational changes that are needed, that America needs to make, and we have to do for the rest of the world, to overcome decades of opposition and obstacles of progress in this issue alone, to reestablish the United States as a trustworthy, committed global leader on climate. As I stand here before you, we've taken enormous strides to achieve that. But I don't stand here alone. This progress is being driven by young people all across America. Like young people around the world, they feel the urgency of climate. They feel it deeply. They're committed to these issues. They know the stakes, and that's their world we're creating. This is not to stand by and allow us to fail in this responsibility. We can't. That's why, as I look out of all the things that we've accomplished, but so much more to do, I'm optimistic. For all the work that remains to be done, we have to put down significant markers of progress. The United States has taken enduring steps to meet our goals. We're delivering on our promise of leadership, and more the world is standing with us. Though determined diplomacy is necessary, we're finding consensus, building understanding, and launching new approaches. And the inspiring passion of young people, civil society, climate activists, indigenous communities, is literally galvanizing the world.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.